Voix d'Europa presents
Calling Europe, the first pan-European speed podcast.
Welcome to another episode of our pan-European speed podcast, Calling Europe. Last time we had Julia Anishko on and they told us lots about their work within Volt. And this time we have Vincent Busch, our European Discord lead. Great to have you here on our podcast.
Thank you for having me. Good afternoon.
Vincent, how are you doing today? It's a Sunday. Is it relaxed? How's the weather where you are?
It is a Sunday, as you said. I am quite relaxed today, but indeed, I have actually not checked the weather outside so far today. Been living in darkness, but there isn't much brighter outside. It is actually very cloudy and somewhat raining. So indeed, not much of a difference.
So you're not missing out on anything. That's very good. Then let's get to it. And as always, let's start with
the profile.
Vincent, where in Europe do you live?
I live in Groningen, in the Netherlands.
When did you join Volt?
I joined in May 2019, before the European elections.
I think like many, many Volters joined us just before the European elections. What is your job at Volt?
I am the European Discord lead and manage the server as well as the server team members who help me manage the server and its community, getting everything running well on our Discord platform.
So aside from Discord, what's your favorite place in Europe?
Well, that would highly depend on whether it is for travel, for living there, or for just visiting for a day.
Well, what is it for travel, for living there, and for visiting for a day?
So for travel, I think I would want to look up more Hanseatic cities because I really enjoyed traveling to those, going to some Dutch cities that used to be Hanseatic, like Zwolle or Lübeck in Germany. And I think there are some more, especially on the Baltic coast, that I haven't seen yet, and that would probably be my travel targets. As for living, I really enjoy it here in Groningen. So that would be my favorite place.
Oh, it's actually quite nice. I think you're probably the first person. I'm not sure. I'd have to go back and listen. Probably one of the first people to say that their favorite place is actually where they live. It's very happy to see how content you are.
The three questions.
And so now that we've gotten to know you a little bit better and know who you are, at least to some degree, we have, as always, prepared our special questions that are different for every guest on our show, because the person before you, in this case, Julia, they prepared a question that goes out to you.
All right.
Question number one.
Julia's question is, you've been managing our Discord server for over a year by now. What would you consider your top three highlights of the past year?
Well, that is a difficult question. I think one of the highlights must definitely be the immense growth of the Discord team, of the team managing the server together with me and working in an internal channels to coordinate everything from events to moderation. And this year we had the addition of Cakes, Carlo, Yuyu, Cal, Luis and Sofia to the team. And we have forged quite the good internal structure. It's been quite fun working with all of them and having fun playing games and chatting with them. So just the growth and seeing how the team dynamic develops inside was really a highlight. Additionally, we had the decision from Volt Germany and Volt Europa to hold online meet and greets on our Discord server following the emergence of the COVID pandemic, and seeing how that turned out, how popular they are and how they are applied. That was really a highlight, especially like the highlight itself for me probably would be the point where they decided, okay, we are going to have this meet and greet and you're organizing it on Discord. And then, of course, the big influx of members on our server, where especially following the newsletter mentioned by Joël Böhme in the European Volt newsletter, we gained quite some members. We had beaten the Trump Discord this year.
What?
But during the campaign in the US elections, the Biden Discord has beaten ours again. I don't know which one is the largest political party affiliated Discord now, but we're either top one or top two if it didn't change in the last week.
So we are pioneering Discord as a pan-European political party. So I think maybe let's go to the next question then.
Question number two.
So about Discord, like for me, I had never heard of Discord because I'm not a big gamer. I play like on my Xbox twice a year, and I take pride in that. And then like maybe your occasional Sims or something, you know, when you're sick in bed, but that's about it. So tell us a bit about Discord and how do we as a political party use it? Because I guess if no other political party is using it, then I think a lot of people that also don't know how Discord works or what it does will be asking themselves, why are we using Discord?
Generally, Discord is just a communications platform similar to any other social network. In the way it functions, though, it does have very unique properties that no other platform does offer on its own. So it provides an organizational framework wherein people of a certain group that are invited to a server, so for example, the Vault Europa server, then have loads of options to communicate inside that server with the server members. And this way, when somebody attends one event on the Vault Europa server, they can choose to just stay on that server and chat with the people they found there, talk about loads of different topics, and, well, engage basically with the Vault community on Discord at any time that they want, even when the event is not active. And that is basically why we are hosting our events there, because it's really a tool for community building. And I know that we have gained like at least 10 members have been recruited directly through Discord, at least that I know of. It's probably more. And then it does have a little bit of an image problem as a platform, because as you said, you're associating it with gaming instantly. And that is because it originally, when it first came out, I think it was like around 5 years ago, it was a platform made for gamers and very focused on gaming. Whereas now, if you go to their website, they are trying to broaden their target audience. So it only really mentions gaming once on their homepage as a possibility what you can use Discord for. But really, they're saying it is for schools, for clubs, for art communities, whatever. Groups of people needing to communicate can use Discord to hang out, share content, talk, whatever. So it's really a communications platform.
Yeah, it's like a casual forum then for groups that just have a community and maybe just want to have some leisure conversations and share some stuff without having to feel like they have to work on it. Is that sort of what it is?
Yeah, pretty much.
So it's like our workplace platform, but for social interaction, basically.
Yeah, that is pretty much the idea. We have a workplace for working and communicating for the important things. And then we have a Discord as mainly the social platform, as well as for outreach, events, advertising, and recruitment when possible.
Why do you think other political parties or organizations don't use it? Is it because it's just not known yet? And when you say that, for example, we overtook the Discord server of the Trump campaign, what does that mean in numbers?
Oh, that it is all quite small in the political scene on Discord so far, because that is really just starting to take shape. When I say we overtook the Trump campaign, what I mean is there is a sort of a registry for Discord servers where you can search for them by tag and then it lists them in order of popularity. So if you enter politics on that search box and go sorting by member count, in that case, it lists all of the political server. So for example, the biggest one is a server called Politics, and that one is of course the most popular political server, but it's not affiliated with a single party. And that one has 34,000 users. And so that's kind of for orientation. The big politics server has 34,000 people on it. And our server currently has...
Drum roll.
Yeah, big drum roll here. I'm seeing, by the way, that Biden's campaign has not only overtook us once, but apparently twice. So we currently have 3,800 members. Actually rounded, it's 3,900 on the server. So just about a tenth of the general politics server.
Nice. I mean, it's hard to say because I just don't know my way around it that well, but in relation to the other, I guess, non-existent political parties or yeah, I think it's okay to be taken over by the Biden campaign as Vault. I think that's nice to say that we have been taken over, which means we were in front of them at some stage. But yeah, thank you for those insights into Discord. It's actually quite interesting, and always I find it interesting to hear about alternative platforms that you usually not necessarily would if you're not, you know, very familiar to all the different places where people can talk on the internet, aside from Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and, you know, things that everyone knows. So let's get on to the next question.
Question number three.
How did you find out about Vault? Because it probably wasn't on Discord.
It indeed was not on Discord. So the first time I saw anything Vault related, it was a poster in the streets of Hamburg where I used to live. And that poster I thought was poorly designed. It was a it was blue, white, and red. So I expected it to be a poster of the right-wing AfD party in Germany. But then it had a message on it, like, save refugees coming over the Mediterranean Sea. I was like, what? What is the AfD doing? And then, this is not the AfD. This is Vault. What is this, a party? I pretty much ignored it from there, but then I did like a test, like a political party voting recommendations test online. And that one listed Vault like all the way on the top. And I was like, oh, this is a political party and it's really interesting.
Wow.
And then I looked it up on the internet, found like, okay, this is fantastic. They want to do basically a lot of the things that I want to see happen in politics. So I went to a meet and greet in the city center, saw some better design posters on the way as well. And and that's how I made my way to Vault. And I remember asking on the very first meet and greet where I was, do you have a Discord server?
And we obviously didn't. It's actually so funny that the fact that the poster was something that irritated you by looking at it and you thought, oh, horrible, made you come to Vault. That is really, really nice. I was going to actually, because just for the listeners, we can see each other, Vincent and I, with the program that we're using here. And I was just going to turn around my laptop and show Vincent that I actually have one of those posters here in my apartment because we used to wear them. And I decided to keep one from the European elections, hoping I would never forget that era of my life. And now it's in my apartment here. And it's actually exactly that one that you said you saw and thought, oh God, another right-wing political party. But good you came along and stayed. I think it's so impressive with the Discord server. But it's great that you started it and did it, because I think a lot of the things that happen in Vault happen because people said, hey, do we have this? No? Okay, I'll do it. So
I have to intervene here a little bit. I did not actually start the Discord server. This was done by the social media manager, David, and Joost, the previous communications lead of Vault Groningen, and they started building the Discord server. And I first joined them as a moderator. And after basically doing a lot for the server for a while, kind of taking over the main management, I became the Discord lead, as in officially managing the whole thing.
Okay, well, you had some part in it.
I did.
And that's always good. So let's get to our last question. And our very last question is, and I think this is actually interesting for every Vaulter, we should ask this every Vaulter, what do your friends think of your activities in Vault?
My friends have mostly a positive view about Vault, so they tend to like it. Many of them vote Vault, and some have actually joined the party as well. So I know of three friends who have joined Vault since I joined, and of even more who are voting for it. So yeah, very positive.
Nice. Were they surprised when you said you joined the political party, you know?
So the people I, like my friends from high school were somewhat surprised, like it's so different, but mostly it was really a positive view because they discovered Vault a bit alongside with me. So they kind of knew how I came to Vault Actually, one of my friends was with me that day where we saw that post and we were making fun of it. And then when I moved here to the Netherlands, I had made some new friends since, and they, of course, know me as a member of Volt. So for them, of course, it wasn't surprising at all.
I think it's always interesting to hear how people around them react to people joining a political party, because I always feel there are some people where friends go, oh, of course, that was just a matter of time. And then there's people who become part of Volt and their friends are very surprised and think, God, I never thought you were political like that. So it's interesting to hear about your experience, and funny that your friend was actually with you. Are they part of Volt now too?
No, he's not part of Volt. He votes Volt probably, but he is not politically active. His interests are elsewhere.
At least he votes for us.
Your favorite song.
So we're getting to the end of our podcast, and Vincent, like with everyone who joins us, we would like to give you the opportunity to let us know which song you would like to be on the Volt Europa Speed podcast playlist on Spotify.
So since I've been preparing for this, I know that I will put my favorite song of so far, probably all time, in there, which is Force of Nature by Miracle of Sound.
What kind of genre is that?
It is sort of a metal, electro, folk, tribal music, I guess.
A little bit of everything.
It is quite special. I don't quite know many songs that sound similar. I think the general genre would still be metal, since that's like the main genre the artist works on.
It's good to have something special. I think a lot of the, I don't know if you've listened, but a lot of the songs on the playlist are already quite special. So I think we can always add more special songs. And it's so cool to hear, I think, of different genres and like types of songs that you usually wouldn't listen to, and you get to know through our Volters. So look forward to hearing it.
Nice. I think you will enjoy it.
Definitely sounds very exciting.
The nomination.
And our final question is, as always, Vincent, who would you like to nominate for our next call? One. And what question would you like to ask that person? Two.
So I will nominate someone who is currently campaigning for a political position. I will nominate Niloufar Gündoğan from the Dutch team, our number two for the Tweede Kamer for Kiesingen. And my question to her is, if you were Empress of the Netherlands, how would you choose to have the future transportation methods designed? Would people all cycle, ride trains, or drive electric cars or boats?
Ooh, that's a very good question. And I love that you chose Niloufar. I think that's so cool. I really like her. I always follow her Instagram posts. And you know, she shares a lot of pictures of her dog, which I think a lot of people know I appreciate like grandly. So I really look forward to hearing her episode. And it's surely probably very exciting to have a candidate on that's currently campaigning and is in the middle of a campaign. Super cool that you suggest her. Thank you so much, Vincent. And thank you so much for being here. It has been a pleasure. I think I would hope that the people that listen to this episode learn something about Discord and I guess new political platforms, or platforms that we are going to make political. And thank you so much for taking the time on this gray but lovely Sunday.
Thank you for having me. I'm also looking forward very much to Niloufar's episode.
Thank you everyone for joining us today for our episode with Vincent. Our next episode is not just going to be the one with Niloufar yet, because we have another country edition coming up. Our next country edition is going to be with Finland. So keep your eyes open for our next episode. We look forward to hearing from Volt Finland. Take care for now, guys, and stay healthy. Bye.
That was
Calling Europe, a production of Volt Europa.